Mike Bailey, a pioneer of the Gulf Coast wine scene and award-winning food entrepreneur.
I know a lot of you wonder what to do with your moon pies. Well, I've got some wine suggestions for you. Lemon moon pies, Sauvignon Blanc, Chenin Blanc, or Pinot Grigio.
Stuart Reb Donald, acclaimed food and travel writer and world-class chef.
I was chef de casserole. I made the casseroles in the frozen food department.
For more than a decade, they've combined their expertise to answer your questions and introduce you to the culinary movers and shakers you want or ought to know. Four-time Taste Award finalists, 12-time Nappy Award losers. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Drop, keep a screaming for more.
Drinking Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Why is Foley drinking wine?
Why is Foley drinking wine? Hey, man, welcome to a frigid, well, it's a little windy, not really frigid yet.
Blustery,
yes. Yeah,
blustery.
It's a bit brisk outside today for the Sip and Chew show with Mike and Stu and
everybody.
I don't think I'm going to be sitting outside eating today, but I got enough to do anyway. But welcome to the Sip and Chew show, January 19th. Got a lot going on tomorrow this week. I hear might be some flakes. I know a few flakes, but we may have more flakes.
Yeah.
So everybody just be safe on the road. Safe on the road.
If the Alabama State Troopers, if Aaliyah says, if you don't need to be on the road, don't be.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be. It always kills me how we'll have one day of snow, and they're like, stay off the roads. And people go, I had to get out. I had cabin fever from being at home 3 hours. Stay at home. You don't know how to drive in it.
Everybody, I understand the store shelves are getting wiped out. And I said, folks, it's just
milk sandwiches.
It may still be on the ground Wednesday, but it'll be gone by Thursday.
By noon.
At least by Thursday, it'll be gone if we get what they're predicting. So,
yeah.
But I'm no weather man. I know about wine, though.
Yeah.
You know, if you got some. What wine to pair with what, whether it be slush or flurries or downright.
You just take the wine and some sweetened condensed milk and pour them both over the snow.
Get you a scoop, ice cream scoop, go out there and get you some snow off the car and then pour wine over it. Make you a slushy, but
you know, we don't have to worry about acid rain here in Mobile.
Yeah, why?
Because the plants down Theodore Industrial Plant put enough lye up in the air, from what I've heard, that neutralizes any acid that would be in the rain.
Okay.
Well, you might be eating lye snow instead of acid snow.
Oh, wow. But, hey, I went to the private party last night at the Firehouse Wine Bar.
Oh.
It's opening back up, folks.
Secret.
It's supposed to open Wednesday, but they said it's probably going to be delayed a day because of weather. Weather permitting.
Yeah.
So I imagine there's going to be a lot of weather permitting this week.
Yep.
But
yeah, I understand the Mobile County school system's already closed.
Yeah. Well, they were closed tomorrow anyway.
Yeah. Well, and, right, because it's MLK Day. But
yeah, and Inauguration Day.
Now,
and
what's going to happen 2 days off in a row for school kids and no more TikTok?
Oh, and being at home with being at home with
no TikTok.
They're going to have to go back to the Facebook.
Now, somebody said options. Their kids were contemplating going outside or maybe reading a book.
Can't somebody create another something like TikTok?
Instagram's already had it. YouTube's already got it. Facebook has it.
I think there's another, Red Dot or something like that. People
all of the social media services do the same thing. As soon as somebody hits on something new, Facebook copies it.
Yeah.
Instagram is Facebook.
Yeah, a lot of TikTok on Instagram, sure.
Well, they're
all shareable.
Right. They're going to simulate whatever works for somebody else.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Also, tomorrow's Inauguration Day. It's going to be cold up there, I understand. Mm-hmm. But, and then tomorrow night, national championship.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no interest in it.
Well, I'm interested because the boy from Fairhope is the quarterback for Notre Dame at Riley. And that's awesome. That's awesome.
Did you notice, did you pay any attention, the final four teams were four of the most morally bankrupt programs in college football history. Adding eight more teams changed nothing. It's still the teams that cheat the most that ended up in the final four. Only something, at least one of the programs had something far worse than just regular cheating.
Well, I hope they get things sorted out, because I love college football, and I really hate to see it.
We did not need 12 teams.
Turned into eight was enough.
Yeah, those first four games are going to be blowouts every single year.
Yeah.
Because there are never 12 teams good enough to win the national championship. There's never eight teams well enough. Most years there hadn't been three teams good enough to win the national championship. We saw a lot of blowouts when it was just four teams.
Mm-hmm.
Especially y'all whooping people.
Yeah, but when you got two really good programs sitting out because they didn't make it, you know.
Yeah.
Because somebody in rooms decided.
Because ESPN told the people in the rooms.
Probably,
See, that's the whole problem. As long as ESPN's connected with the playoffs, I've got no interest.
I'm just tired of all this NIL.
NIL has nothing to do.
Transfer portal. Well,
that's all civil rights, man. You want to take that away, that's the same thing as telling people you're not a citizen anymore.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. But
that's why the Supreme Court had to get involved.
Yeah. And I think they should be. Monetarized for what they that the school uses their image.
And I think the schools owe them back money too.
But when
every former player should be getting a check now.
When they ought to be getting it, not demanding it in high school before they've gotten in.
That's up
college.
To the individual states.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Texas or Ohio allowed it. Texas didn't.
Transfer portal. It takes a lot out of it. You know, it's not interesting. Like it used to be.
Oh, I think it's far more interesting. I want to see who everybody's going to get in the portal. See, you're not enjoying it right now because Alabama lost 24 players to the portal, but they've only signed three.
That's all right.
If it's the other way around, you lose three and sign 24, you're like Auburn is right now, or Ole Miss. Yeah.
Hey, you forget Nick Saban lost more games his first year than what DeBoer's lost his first year, so.
Are you aware that Alabama lost five games in the calendar year 2024?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't dawn on me until after. I'm like, oh, heck. Saban's last game was in 2024, too. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
been a long time.
Yep. So.
It's all circular. But this basketball? Oh,
it's a whole different game. It's a whole different ball game, isn't it?
Auburn's Jonai Broom is the best player in college basketball. Mm-hmm. And he went down with an injury last week. And Auburn had to play the number 15 team without the best player and only beat them by 22.
Mm-hmm.
And then had to go on the road to Georgia without the best player and managed to win then.
Wow. Hey, you know, at the beginning of our introduction, we talked about what wines go with moon pies.
Yeah.
It's almost that season.
Yeah.
It's almost that season. Be time to do some wine pairing with moon pies.
Yeah.
And
I don't have to be anywhere near downtown this year.
Well, I'm not downtown anymore, but I still like to go down there. I enjoyed going down there last night.
I like to really avoid downtown during Mardi Gras.
Well, I understand that, but I'm one that loves Mardi Gras.
Right. I love the tradition. I love the history of it. I just don't need to be there.
And I'm going to tell you, I've never seen so many people blowing up about king cakes as I've seen this year on social media. And the one out of New Orleans, the Fong family, the Vietnamese bakery, people standing in line. They're driving all the way there and standing in line for hours with no guarantee they're going to get a king cake. And I just...
It's not that good a pastry, y'all.
Enough people like it. You know,
nobody ate it until they started putting cream cheese and jelly in it. Before
that was
just dry pastry with sugar on it. They were
and the
terrible.
Baby. The baby was part of it, but
can't do that now.
But that company, that family who
that
makes that king cake, everybody's trying to get. They make the best French bread, and Roy fell in love with it when we were at the Pool Boy Festival.
Yeah.
And they do
well,
that.
Keep in mind, Vietnam was a French province for 200 years. Their famous sandwich, the banh mi, is a bunch of Vietnamese ingredients on top of some incredible French bread.
Yeah. And they probably
with
do
pate, they which probably is do, another French.
They probably do. They probably do.
I like chicken.
Okay. 251-343-0106. I guess we're going to commercial.
This is juice. Uh-oh, uh-oh.
I don't like juice.
Chicken, chicken, ice cream, fish.
I like ice cream. What's this?
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hey, welcome back, folks. We want to ask everybody to send prayers and thoughts of healing and caring for Leanna Miller here at Studio 106.5. She is in the hospital. They have moved her out of ICU and into a room, and she took a picture of her food.
Did she get the omelet?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I didn't ask.
I think she was more interested in the pie.
So, but yeah, please send, keep Leanna in your prayers and thoughts as she struggles to heal. Hadn't heard what's wrong with her, but she is in a hospital, so it's got to be something bad. You don't go to the hospital when you feel good.
It's not a common cold.
No, it's not a common cold.
You go to ICU, it's definitely not a good thing.
Yeah, but we are praying for you, Leanna. But anyway,
David Hubble texted in. He said, "Mike, how about wine pairings for Hubig pies?"
Yeah, I need to find out what all flavors there are and do that.
Well, let me do that.
Oh, there you go. So,
I mean, you're a good idea, with a phone right there. You could have Googled it yourself.
Yeah, that's a good idea, David.
Mike does not like to Google himself, folks.
I do Google all the time.
Yeah, okay. He Googles how to get somebody to Google for you.
I duck go sometimes too, so it's another.
But you don't TikTok anymore.
I don't TikTok. Well, we don't tickety-talking in at my house.
Yeah.
So, I was just fixing to launch my TikTok career too.
Yeah.
I was going to do it this week while it snowed in.
If you man, if you saw some of these jack wagons that are making money on TikTok from, and then ended up in prison for it. There's the guy that's in Korean prison right now because he started out in Japan and he would just scream at people and all this stuff on there. And the Japanese are so nice, they just asked him to leave.
Yeah.
Koreans threw him in prison.
What's that show, Jackass?
Oh, yeah.
You know, where the guy just does the most atrocious things to people?
This is just some dude that would.
But if you spring one, you're going to spring another like this. Yeah. There's going to be some guy, oh, I can do it just a little bit differently than and make it a little bit harsher.
This guy was sitting in a convenience store in Korea and then just started taking his food and throwing it at people and stuff like that and create engagement, and he got engagement from the Korean police.
So, Mike, there is apple, lemon, peach, pineapple, chocolate, and coconut.
For these little
4-ounce Hubig pies.
I see a road trip.
A road trip.
The chocolate.
I see a road trip.
You pop in the microwave for like 13 seconds.
Yeah.
And heat that filling up.
Hot Pocket.
Oh, no. That's way better than a Hot Pocket.
Hot Pocket.
Hoops a Hubig Pocket.
Yeah. A Hubig Pocket. But yeah, basically they're
hand
little pies then. So,
yeah, Roy brought me back a sweet potato.
That was pretty good. Fantastic. That was probably seasonable.
He brought some back.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were pretty good.
Terrific.
I enjoyed those.
Alabama Al says Cabernets pair beautifully with chocolate moon pies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or any good chocolate, for that matter.
When are they going to do a dark chocolate moon pie?
Yeah, I don't know why milk chocolate's the thing.
It's cheaper.
I was about to say cheaper,
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of chocolate in milk chocolate.
You should write Chattanooga Moon Pie Company and ask them. I'm wondering what the flavor is going to be this year. Every year they seem to come
out with a custom flavor just for Mobile.
Like last week, last year, I think it was, blueberry?
I thought it was banana.
Right. No, that's all the time. Banana chocolates are two staples.
I'm missing that one.
I didn't care for the salted caramel one or the vanilla.
Yeah. Microwave in a moon pie is cool, too.
Haven't done that.
Yeah, for about the it'll expand.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Some places like Moe's will do a moon pie bushwhacker. And some of them do a king cake bushwhackers.
After about three, you don't care.
Yeah. And Ed's, during Christmas time, does a Christmas tree cake.
Yeah. The Little Debbie.
Yeah.
I've seen that. Someone, Ed, texted in, if it's Spring Hill Memorial on Fridays, they make some darn good, and I mean darn good, gumbo. You guys should try it.
So really?
Spring Hill Memorial?
I seem to
remember. It's only 24 weeks. I never got around to the gumbo.
I seem to remember that.
I don't remember that
at all.
But
I don't think I ordered it.
Of course not. You didn't order anything that anybody recommended.
Well, my doctor pretty much had my meal
was on it.
But I kept thinking I can order the omelet tomorrow. And then after several weeks, they let me out. So I never got to try the omelet.
Wasn't so much as let you out as kicked him out. You got to go, man.
Well, they didn't release me soon enough. I was I was sitting there all day waiting on the doctor to let me out, and then finally at 5:30 in the afternoon. Because he kept saying, we'll probably let you out tomorrow. And then that morning he said, I think you're going to go to home today. And then he come in there and said, well, you after another night, and I said, no, you said I could go today. I want to go now. And I did.
They have a quota, Mike. You got to know that. By the way, David said we need an apple pie-flavored moon pie. I didn't realize they didn't make one.
No, they don't. Now, you could go to Toomey's over on Highway 9, and they'll have every flavor that's out released that year.
Hmm.
And this is what killed my diet last year was those moon pies.
No, that was a choice.
Right. It was a choice. Exactly.
Well,
dude, moon pies aren't good enough to break a diet over. You're going to break a diet, get death by chocolate.
No, I'm sorry. When
a
it's
cheesecake.
Late at night, when it's late at night and you've... And, it was hours ago since you had dinner, and you can't go to bed on an empty stomach.
You should go to bed on an empty stomach.
I know.
Yeah. My mother used to say, anytime you go to bed hungry, you lose weight.
Apparently, Rouse's in Mobile carries them.
Yeah.
No need for a road trip. Now, like David Heppel said.
A lot of stores. Walmart carries Chattanooga moon pies, and are you talking about the Hubigs?
He's talking about the moon pies.
Okay, yeah. Almost every store except Publix, I go in and I think they got Little Debbie moon pies. And I'm going, that ain't right.
Well, Publix, think about it. Rouse's is based in right. Where?
Well, Louisiana. Publix is out of Florida.
Right, yeah.
But they don't. Publix does not do a lot of local ingredients. They don't sell Zatarain's.
No, they don't do a lot of local stuff. Yeah. But so many people. And that's good. You can... support whatever grocery store chain you want to, but Rouse's is going to be more regional, and they support a lot of locally made brands, and so does Piggly Wiggly.
Yeah.
And
Piggly Wiggly makes great pulled.
Are you sure?
I think I'm sure this time. 3 minutes.
Yeah, the Boston Bud at a Piggly Wiggly is phenomenal.
Well, you know who started that? It was Dwight Griffin. Mm-hmm. And when Tommy Kane had it there in Foley, and Dwight Griffin was there, they put a smoker in. And you could go in there and get a Boston Bud already smoked, hot, and take it home and start pulling apart.
Man.
What papers are involved in that? Hmm? How do you roll and smoke a bud? How do you? I'll sit over here in the corner.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
He thinks he's still a DJ.
Keep your day job. Oh, this is your day job.
Right. Actually, it's not.
It's not.
You'll be knowing that about midweek.
Well, David's been popping up some good ideas. How about a Merloton moon pie, David? Merloton.
Mm.
Or just hand pie.
Hand pie.
Yeah.
Boom, boom.
Wow. You thought mine was bad, folks.
I hadn't heard that song in a while.
Yeah.
Hand you got dive. A guest coming up, don't you?
Huh?
You got a guest coming
up. Yeah, we
up.
Got David Calametti. I'm sure he's got a
David
bunch.
Or Danny?
Danny, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Danny Calametti coming up.
Not to be surprised.
One of the Calametti brothers.
Brothers Calametti.
Yeah, brothers Calametti of the Calametti clan.
Yeah.
So I'm sure he's got a lot of interesting things on the calendar coming up.
Yeah.
So he's always needing judges.
Yeah. And I told Mike off air that I am efforting to get Alabama State Representative Chip Brown on the show. He's trying to figure out what fits in the schedule. He's the legislator that pushed through the new law that restaurants have to give the country of origin on their seafood. Mm-hmm. That law went into effect October 1st.
Yeah.
So you should be seeing
last year,
country of origin either on the menus listed with all seafood or on signs on the wall.
How about like chili and sea bass?
It's not from Chile. It's already in the name. No, it only comes from Chile.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I've had it in Chile. Yeah. Actually, I've had it.
I've had it out of Chile.
But
it's
phenomenal. I've seen restaurants serve. You know, they'll call it chili and sea bass, but it's from other waters somewhere else.
Oh, that's already a violation. If you claim a species is a different species, that USDA fine for that is like starts at $10,000.
Didn't it start with the fake fish, their tilapia?
Well, no, it's been going on for decades. That's why they had to do the law. One of the big ones is not necessarily restaurants, but their purveyors substituting pretty much anything for grouper. That's been a big one. They tell them it's grouper and it's something else.
The whole shrimp thing hurt a lot of shrimpers in Ballabatry and on the Gulf
All
Coast.
All along the Gulf Coast.
Yeah. All along the Gulf Coast.
Give a number.
251-343-0106 is the text and call-in line. Let's hear from you.
Or not.
But first, we're going to hear from Danny.
Celebrate the great outdoors every Saturday morning at 7 with FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors. Brought to you in part by Blue Water Yacht Sales in Mobile and Orange Beach. Make your boating dreams come true. And listen to FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors. To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Mike keeps pointing at me because he's too lazy to put his headphones on.
I feel a yawn coming on.
Oh, okay. Well, if you've got a yawn coming on, what better time to bring Danny Calametti to the forefront?
He was just trying to find some social network to get on. That's all he was
doing. I'm trying to replace my TikTok.
Yeah. He's going through TikTok Danny. Withdrawal.
I appreciate the warm introduction there, Stu.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing okay. I've been dealing with a little bit of the crud, so I hope I can keep my cough out of the way. But I'm not contagious, so I guess that's a good thing. And I'm not. Doc says I'm not slipping towards pneumonia or anything crazy like that, so that's another good thing. So
good for you.
All good. So anyway, I want to jump on this. You know, we got this super weekend thing coming up in a couple of weeks, but I ain't talking football. It is going to be a jam-packed weekend, and some of it involves our friend Miss Deborah Hodges.
Familiar with her. Heard of her.
Yeah. So I have wheedled my way onto her king cake team, and so we're working the king cake cook-off. King cake-off. Which is on January 19th. It's that annual event. I mean, they do a great job. Benefits Big Brothers and Big Sisters. You can find more information about that online. But what we really need everybody to push for is to get her, save your votes, and get her that People's Choice Award. She's making a Hall Sausage King Cake Biscuit that is going to be good. And there are some folks that they bring their mass produced goodies in there, which is okay for People's Choice, but it's not really created on site. And you know, that's really what we're looking for is that hot off the plate, warm and fresh smelling king cake biscuit with. I think she's using the andouille sausage for this one.
No, okay.
So that's January 19th. Downtown. It's usually they're trying to work around the Senior Bowl stuff, but Senior Bowl's earlier than that, so we got that out of the way. Before the Senior Bowl, So it's all kind of good stuff going on. And then we lead into the next big event is the Chili Super Bowl event at Floribama. So that's always a big. That's a American Cancer Society fundraiser, and it's a fun event. The thing is, they always sell out, and so they sell out of participants. So all the spots are full. But for a few bucks, you get to go in there and eat a whole bunch of chili. It's always, I'll say it's always good chili. We had one team got creative, and they actually did two entries, a little bit different flavor profiles, but their featured ingredient in both of their entries was shrimp. Yes, and it was that's how it tasted, too. It was just, it was mushy and nasty and did not hold up well. And they spent some money on some shrimp because you got to do a bunch of it.
Yeah.
But most of the chili is good. And it's a variety of chili. And, one of the things that as Mike knows, with all our judging, we asked our contestants to tell us what they're cooking. Give us a description of the dish so that our judges know what they're trying to cook. And so we get some great descriptions of what the dishes are and where the flavor profiles are and what they are. And you know, it's a combination of some, you know, you get some white chilies, you get some Texas chili, you get some not Texas chili. And so it's a really good, if you like chili, that's just a great, great event. That's Saturday at Floribama. And then Sunday, we're topping it off with a new event that we're working with, it's going to be at the Gulf, which is Hangout folks got that big event going on over there. That is for a new charity that's dealing with homelessness in the area. So it's a timely event, timely fundraiser. But this is going to be the Battle of the Bowls, and so there's all kind of different categories involved. Hangout Hospitality is doing a great job of promoting it. One of the things they've done, because this is a first-year event, they were a little concerned with making sure they had plenty of teams. So they're actually waiving the registration fee for teams. So you can come and compete. You don't have to be a restaurant or a chef. You can be just out of your backyard if you want to come cook.
Mike's going to show up with a box full of tricks and a gallon of milk.
And a heat bee pies.
That'll work. But they've got five different categories. Because it's anything that goes in a bowl. So you can have an entree that goes in a bowl. So they got best entrees. They've got best dessert. There's going to be a People's Choice Award. There's going to be a thinking out of the bowl, just something that they're going to give an award for creativity. And then our favorite is they're giving an award for the best use of Hall's sausage. So Deborah's going to be providing sausage to the teams that are cooking in her category. And it's going to be, again, it's a fundraiser. We're looking for folks to come and pay the fee and get to taste a whole bunch of gumbo. And this is pregame before that other thing, that big game, because it'll be Sunday afternoon before that super duper whatever football game is that's later on that
we're afternoon. We're not a sports station.
I know.
We're not a sports show here. Food sport. We're food sport.
Yeah, food sport, y'all.
Yeah.
You would know that by listening to the first segment.
Well, Danny, I got a question. The early 2000s at the chili cook-off that was down at Bienville Square,
It
became a fad for everybody to put something sweet in their chili, honey, maple syrup, and it was the most god-awful chili you've ever eaten in your life. But I hope that's still not a trend, because that's not chili, y'all. That's baked beans. That's one of those that if I'm judging, if I get a sweet ingredient, boom, you just got the lowest score,
mm-hmm.
Period.
Well, now I'll tell you, we did 2 years ago working with the Hispanic group, we at the Cancer Society, we did a picadillo chili. And it's the Latin-style chili, and we finished it with olives and raisins at the end of it. It didn't add a whole lot of sweetness to it, but it was different.
Yeah, these jokers were putting like a gallon of maple syrup into 10 gallons of chili. It was just horrific. And winning. And that was back in the days when you knew who was going to win because their name was all over the stage when they presented the awards.
Mm-hmm. Some of that still happens. And that's my frustration with that event is because the judges don't know what they're judging. They don't get any kind of description. They just get, is it a meat chili? Is it a no meat chili? Is it a wild game chili? That's all they get. I mean, last year we worked with our good friend Romy Perez, and we used a recipe that's somewhat famous as the hot dog chili sauce at Dewdrop Inn. And so we use that as our primary chili ingredient. Again, well received, but we didn't win any points because nobody knew what they were tasting. But anyway.
Well, it was just like the Cincinnati chili. It has dark chocolate, a little dark cocoa in it, which I've done in chili and people didn't even notice because it's dark chocolate, and a little bit of cinnamon. But it's actually not chili. It is a Greek dish that looks like chili, so they just call it chili. Incidentally, I love Skyline Chili from Cincinnati. It's weird at first, and then after you finish like two bowls, then you're like, man, I want another bowl of that. I just want to eat some more of that weird chili.
I think I had some in Cleveland when I was in Cleveland. This restaurant had it that was known for their hot dogs.
Yeah.
That was always on the Drew Carey show.
Well, we did. I will tell you that we did have a great event last weekend at the Undertow. You know, Joe Coe used to do a World Food Championship for, well, this was actually his 12th year, but this is after a two-year hiatus. We had 12 teams competing. They turned in 18 dishes, and the winner of the golden ticket was Peninsula Golf and Racquet Club, and they turned in a pork belly dish backed up with a white cheddar mac and cheese served a little bit. Oh, it was just a delicious dish. But the fun thing was, or the interesting thing was, they've won first place by 0.05 tenths of a point over the Grill Sergeants, which is the Orange Beach Police Department, which they had turned in. They turned in a what did they do? They did a tuna dish that was just fabulous. So it was a great competition. They raised about $4,000 for Children's Rescue Network. So it was a great event. Had a big crowd. We got some other events coming up that we're going to be working on as we get through. But mark your calendars for a super weekend of food and before you ever get to the Super Bowl. So it starts with the King Cook-Off, King Cake-Off. And come vote for Deborah Hodges there.
What date is that?
That's on the 19th.
Isn't that today?
That's today, isn't it?
Hello?
Danny?
I think we lost him. I heard a clickety-click.
I think we lost him.
Yeah. Call back in. Is that
Chili,
him calling back in?
Super Bowl, Florabama, and then and we got the Battle of the Bulls. So that's what he mentioned.
You know, I feel for the Grill Sergeants because I've lost a cooking contest by less than a point before. I lost one by 0.001 of a point.
Are you back there, Danny?
Yeah.
All right.
.005.
Yeah.
So half a 100th spot. Yeah, so the King Cake Off is on January 19th.
Which is today.
That's today, yeah.
Oh, wait, well, that's not today. Why has it got today's date on my calendar? What am I looking at here? Oh, that's – it's just so – I'm looking at it. So it's not January 19th. Let me find the right date. Let's try February 8th. That would be February 7th. February 7th is the King Cake Off. And then you've got the Florabama is on the 8th, and the Battle of the Bowls is on the 9th. I'll go to the website and post some flyers on these things so we get.
The Battle of the Bowls sounds very interesting to me.
It's a first time contest, and it's really, yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be, we're trying to figure it. Sorry, guys. trying to get a new event, and it's, we actually reached out to some of the chili teams that are coming in to cook for Florabama. So we got a handful of those teams that are going to stay over and cook. And then we'll have teams from all our other competitions that are being invited. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's you can do whatever you want to try and do. So it's going to be fun.
Well, okay. I'll make sure I get that information on the podcast, too, on FM Talk 106.5. So.
Okay.
Also, in the Battle of the Bowls, about how many people do you have to cook for? Y'all estimating?
Because
I know when I did gumbo competition, you know, you had to make sure you had 30, 35 gallons, you know.
Yeah. No, it's not that. We're looking at where's 6 gallons, I think, is all we're looking for.
Okay.
So we're not looking for a whole bunch, yeah.
All right, well, Danny, we appreciate having you on. You know you're welcome anytime. And we got to go to break, y'all. 251-343-0106.
I'll take care, guys.
Thanks,
thank
buddy.
Thank you, Danny. Danny Callum.
But she was rough, couldn't make no time. So long, so long.
My
Mike Bailey, Stuart Reb Donald. Devoted to the complete gastronomic experience.
I want a big butter and egg man.
Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
You know, Mike's a big butter and egg man.
Can't you tell?
Yeah.
A lot of those events that Danny's talking about, they're all so much fun to attend. And a lot of times I don't attend them because I'm there judging sometimes.
Being judgmental.
So you're attending.
I am, but I'm
in
not out there.
He's part of the process.
I'm not out there in the crowd, but I like getting out in the crowd and wandering, talking to the competitors.
That's splitting hairs.
And see if I can, what I sampled, you know, what I judged and got to sample, because you don't get to sample everything. You're in teams. And then go out and see if I can find it, the table. Yeah. And
so you gonna go to Costco and load up on cereal and milk? And go into that?
No. That would, you know.
Here's what you do: you get all the peanut butter Cap'n Crunch, and then you get the just red berries, mix them together, the Crunch berries.
And look at the roof brand of your mouth, man. The roof of your mouth is gonna be tore up.
No, they make just Crunch Berries now.
But in the Kirkland brand?
I don't know. Who's Kirkland?
That's their Costco's brand.
Oh, okay.
But
wow.
I've been trying to get who we've had as a guest on here, Chase Yamagata.
Yeah.
And sometimes late at night our promo will come on and it's talking about the food group and Chase, and he's making fun of me eating the way I eat hot dogs.
Mm-hmm. As he should.
Whatever.
But that is a style that demands ridicule.
But I've been wanting to do a contest where you go to the grocery store and you get some hamburger helper and then take it home and kick it up. Gourmetize it.
Wow.
How about that?
Him and George Bush would have fun playing up with words.
Well, let me tell you, I don't know what it is, but I like hamburger helper beef stroganoff.
Oh, I do too.
But I'll take it and I'll kick it up some.
Put some sour cream in there.
I put sour cream. I put cream.
Cream cheese.
And I'm telling gourmetize it. You
get one of those $1 packs of Knorr pasta Alfredo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which are not great. They're fine if you're. But it's not like great pasta Alfredo.
Yeah.
But you add some cream cheese and some breakfast sausage to that.
Oh yeah.
And you will think you have reinvented the wheel.
You know the Chef Boyardee pizza mix. That's just it's very basic. But if you put,
it's a great sauce.
The sauce is good, but what I mean, if you want to kick it up, as Mike was talking about, go in and get you some Martha White flour, mix that in there with their dough. And you will have a pan pizza about 2.5 inches thick. Hmm.
I'll tell you what you do with your Chef Boyardee.
This is a family show.
Yeah. Replace all of the oil in it with melted butter.
Yep.
Okay. Use a springform pan like you use cheesecake.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yep. Smaller one.
Yeah.
And make a Chicago deep dish with it.
Yep. Yep.
See, I like thin crust. I don't like the
dude,
thick,
have you had a Chicago deep dish?
I probably have, yeah.
Man.
No, you would know if you had.
I was going to say.
You would want it every single time you ate pizza.
I like thin crust. I like thin crust, crunchy.
This has a cracker edge on the outside, but the bread's not doughy in the middle. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Yeah. Dude, the way Chicago makes the sausage pizza, they put the dough, and it's not a thick dough. Their pizza is not thick. That's Pizza Hut you're thinking of. Mm. It's no more than hand-tossed. It's a thick pizza. But they put down provolone slices of it. Cheese has to go down first. Mm-hmm. It can't go on top or it'll burn. So it takes 45 minutes to cook one.
Yep.
So the cheese goes down first. Then they take the sausage, and it's basically one sausage patty the entire size of the pizza.
Hmm.
Then the onions and peppers. Then the sauce goes on top. When it comes out of the oven, they snow it with Parmesan cheese.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And the other thing he would like.
It's almost like a shepherd's pie without, in a way.
Yeah. At Lou Malnati's in Chicago, they have the Chicago deep dish dessert pizza, which is an iron skillet with cookie dough spread around the edge like the pizza, and then they fill it up with like chocolate and whipped cream. And, oh man, that is
now
so
you know
good.
What you're especially do when you snowed that wind, in this week. See,
especially just... when that wind's whipping in off of Michigan.
Well, I got
Michigan.
My grocery list text to me. You know what I got to stop get on my way home.
Well, I already made chili last week. So, I mean, I did bison chili.
Oh yeah, you still got some of that left?
No, I did not. I made it because a buddy of mine had a heart attack this summer, and he can't have as much beef. The bison is much healthier, and I knew he would be wanting some chili. Roy got to try it, though.
Okay.
And he was like, you should enter that in a contest. And he goes, there's like a little smokiness. I said, that's a little chipotle chili powder. Said, I also used fire-roasted tomatoes. So that smokiness kind of goes through it.
Yeah.
I use as many different types of chili powder as I have in my cabinet when I make chili. So that means chili darbol, which is your basic
chili. You know,
mild chili powder, mostly that. Little chipotle. I have some Hatch chili powder, and I have some jalapeno chili powder.
Back up one. What's that one?
Hatch.
Yeah.
Hatch chilies come from New Mexico, from Hatch, New Mexico.
Okay.
They are seasonal. They are phenomenal. If you ever go and eat a meal in New Mexico, they're going to ask you which color chili sauce you want. Doesn't matter what you order. It could be chocolate cake. And then you want the red chili sauce or the green chili sauce. Or do you want Christmas?
Now,
green, right.
Now, they'll do it once a year, I think, at Rouse's outside.
Yeah, when the Hatch chilies come in.
They'll cook them outside.
They'll have a Hatch. They'll put Hatch chilies in their sausage that they make in-house.
Uh-huh.
And they'll get fresh Hatch chilies. They'll grill them outside like Mike was talking about. Lots of stuff will be infused with Hatch chilies when they come into season. They're a phenomenal tasting chili. The heat's probably right around a jalapeno. So it's, you know, it's not scorching hot like even a Serrano, but certainly not like a Scotch Bonnet.
Mm-hmm.
But just terrific. You can get them canned. A Hatch chili burger is one of the best things you'll ever eat.
So you're talking early August, late September for Hatch chili season.
But you can get canned and make your own Hatch chili burger. What you do is you make a little bit of a roux, usually with oil and flour, not butter. And then you open the can of chilies and dump it into the roux. And then you just pour that over the burger. With a little pepper jack cheese.
Mercy.
Oh, my gosh. It's one of the best burgers
you've
ever
had. Man, I'm just imagining that. I'm dying here.
Yeah. I
would be after eating that, I'm sure.
Jeez. But the flavor of a Hatch chili is just really, really good. And that's why it's got a cult following, as you
said. By the way, Mike texted in from Orange Beach. Says, Leslie, the wife did hamburger helper the other day and added some bow tie pasta, sauteed onions, mushroom, and garlic, and some Rotel.
Ooh, yeah, that sounds good.
That's an interesting kick.
Yeah. Unfortunate thing was, it was tuna helper. No, I'm just joking. Steve,
I was reading here. I was just hamburger helper. You could probably do that with tuna helper, though, huh?
Why would you not just make tuna fish? Tuna and mayonnaise, man. It didn't really need anything else other than that. Maybe some finely diced red onions. Don't come at me with anything sweet. I don't want any sweet pickle relish. I don't want any pecans. That just ruins tuna salad. Just mayonnaise. That's it.
Folks, we gotta go. Mike. Get out there, support local, be local, buy local.
Don't put sweet stuff in your tuna fish.
Bundle up, stay warm, protect your pipes and your plants and your pets.
That's kind of personal.
And your people.
And your peoples.
And your provolone.
That's in your provolone. That's right.
I get so tired of working all day.